Good afternoon. Today is June 1st, 2017. We will open our Subcommittee on Public Safety and open a work session on House Bill 5029, Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. If LFO, if you will please give us an overview.
Okay. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends for the budget of the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision a budget of $9,209,630 general fund and $11,254 other funds, for a total budget of $9,220,884. This is 14.5% greater than the 15-17 legislatively approved budget and 6% greater than the current service level. And that really reflects a continuation of the three limited duration positions that were part of the 2015-17 budget, come out in current service level, and continuing those in the 17-19 budget, again, as limited duration. The only other adjustments are, again, to remove the Department of Administrative Services and Department of Justice costs, as those then are incorporated at the end of session bill and dealt with at that time after those budgets are approved.
I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5029.
Senator Winters moves the LFO recommendations to House Bill 5029. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so moved. And key performance measures?
Yes, so the key performance measures, again, the only thing of note is the board did suggest and we recommend that you approve a change in number three, which is relating to victim notification. The current measure was the percentage of active registered victims for which the board has an accurate point of contact, and they want to actually change that to actually the percentage of notifications sent to those victims no later than 30 days before a hearing. And we would agree with that that change. Otherwise, there are no other changes to their key performance measures.
I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Co-Chair Winters moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so moved. And we do have a budget note on this one?
Correct. So if you recall, during the budget hearings, there were some discussions about the backlog. Again, the continuation of the positions to help with that. But we are looking at a budget note that would say the board is to look into ways to reduce the backlog and cost of static 99R assessments and report to the legislature before the February 2018 session on the findings and recommendations.
I move the LFO recommendation on budget notes.
Co-Chair Winters moves the LFO recommendation on budget notes. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so moved. And recommended changes.
So finally, LFO recommends a budget of $9,209,630 general fund, $11,254 other funds, and 28 positions, 28 FTE, as reflected in the -1 amendment.
I move the adoption of the -1 amendments to House Bill 5029.
Co-Chair Winters moves the adoption of the -1 amendments to House Bill 5029. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 5029 as amended.
Uh-oh.
Was there discussion?
We'll give you discussion in just a moment.
Not discussion.
Oh, is there an objection?
Yeah.
Okay. Can no objection on the amendment previously?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 5029 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Winters moves House Bill 5029 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Okay. No. Representative Huffman, any other objections? All right, and so moved. And we need carriers.
I'll carry to the floor.
Okay. And do you want to carry it to the floor as well?
I'll let one have Senator Fredericks carry it to the floor on
the
Senate side.
Carriers over here to carry it.
And
on
Barker
floor?
On the House.
Barker
side.
On the House. All right.
Okay.
We will now close the work session on House Bill 5029. If I didn't already do that, open a work session on Senate Bill 5532, Military Department. And we have a
here's the for that.
Julie, will you please give us an overview of what we're doing here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, we are gathered here today to gathered together today to reconsider the vote that you took on Senate Bill 5532 last Thursday. So in order to do that, you will have to make some motions.
So hold on, I'm reading my notes.
You want to open?
Well, I did open a work session on it.
No, yes. You need to open a possible reconsideration in a work session. Did you do that?
Oh, well, okay. Since my work session doesn't count, I will open a possible reconsideration and work session on Senate Bill 5532. And I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5532 was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so moved. All right.
The chair will accept.
Got it. The chair will accept the motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5532 was reported out to the full committee.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5532 was reported out to the full committee.
Are there any objections? So let's
ask a question.
Discussion. Yes.
So what are we doing? What happened?
So now I will tell you.
Yes. Now we can tell you.
So we voted on Senate Bill 5532 last week. That was the budget bill for the military department. Mm-hmm. And you recall that I went through it in detail because I said there were a few things that you won't see in other agency budgets. And there was one thing you shouldn't see in an agency budget, which was the last item that we discussed, which was a small cash capital construction other funds limitation for the agency to purchase two pieces of
property
for future readiness sites. I was told after that happened that the Department of Administrative Services accounting section would like all the capital constructions items to be in the capital construction bill, which is a good idea. Therefore, I have requested an additional amendment that removes that other funds expenditure limitation. We will see that again in Senate Bill 5506, which is the capital construction bill. It's already in the bill. That project will still go forward. It just won't go via the agency's budget bill.
Did Colonel Stuckey need resuscitating or anything?
No, because, you know, periodically this happens, you know, particularly on capital construction items, because they like, DAS likes to have everything in one little package so it doesn't have to do the hunt and peck system after we have signed and died. So
yes, it keeps things much easier for everyone. So in the spirit of easiness, we would recommend that you all adopt the Dash 2 amendment.
Sir, any other discussion on this? All right.
And Mr. Co-Chair, I move adoption of the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 5532.
Co-Chair Winters moves the Dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 5532. Is there any discussion? Any objection?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Right, so moved. Final motion.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move 5532 as amended by the Dash 2 amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Winters moves Senate Bill 5532 as amended by the Dash 2 amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none. Any objection? Seeing none, so moved.
You can use the same
and
that we had before.
Same carriers as before. Any other business for the good of the order? All right, thank you. We are adjourned.
Tell him I was concerned.